WTOP's Dave Dildine, who is in or just outside of Houlton, Maine, about 4 miles from the U.S.-Canada border. Dave is joining us live now from Maine. Dave, just a few hours to go before the big event. What have you been experiencing so far?
Just a few hours to go, and a lot of anticipation and a lot of excitement near the U.S.-Canadian border. I'm actually along U.S. Route 1, the very same Route 1 that runs through the D.C. area, and this highway is just lined with astronomers, and you can kind of feel the walls closing in. People have traveled from all over the world to see this. I just met a group from Japan that came here, another from Belgium. So a lot of people are descending on this upstate rural part of Maine, myself included. Clear skies, just about clear skies and light winds, a little bit of snowpack on the ground, perfect conditions for totality about 4 hours away.
I guess the traffic around here just wasn't exciting enough for you on this particular day. I know you pay attention to the cars around you. From where have you seen the license plates as you've traveled today?
Oh, man. I mean, I've seen license plates from every single East Coast state. Florida just drove by me a few seconds ago. And there's an I-95 Route 1 interchange just a few miles to my south. And traffic here by the minute is giving Woodbridge and College Park 95 and Route 1 a run for their money. I mean, it's really starting to get heavy. Again, a lot of folks have come this way. And it's interesting, too, a lot of the local Caribou and Houlton radio stations are doing traffic reports for this area with a population of just a few thousand or so. So it's really exciting. All the locals seem to be getting into it as well. A really positive atmosphere. We are super stoked.
Now, if I understand correctly, this should be some of the best viewing in terms of the weather. How clear is the sky there?
Mostly clear, just some thin cirrus, but the sun shines right through it. And out to the north and the west, looking toward the prevailing flow, clear blue skies. So this is a perfect setup. I think Maine is getting the best end of it in 2024 for this amazing celestial event.
I know you. This is not the first time you've done this. How does this compare to some of your previous eclipse viewing?
I don't want to get ahead of myself because 2017 ended on a fairly sour note. A patch of clouds drifted right overhead. This is shaping up to be excellent. We're just, like I said, really excited. Big group here and just waiting for the seconds to tick away. It's going to be a long wait. I'm actually standing next to Neptune, believe it or not. This is the Neptune model as a part of the world's second largest solar system scale model that goes from Caribou all the way down to Houlton. And this is directly down the center of the line of totality here. So this will be the longest show in Maine. And we're just a few hours away. Here we go.
Outstanding. Well, enjoy yourself. We'll be checking back with you. WTOP's Dave Dildine trekking up to Maine for the eclipse today.